The group Save Open Space Denver, along with several individuals, filed a lawsuit Friday against Denver's proposed redevelopment of the Park Hill Golf Course. The plaintiffs claim a conservation easement prevents development on the former golf course along Colorado Boulevard and East 35th Avenue. They say the parcel's former owner granted the easement in order for Denver to maintain the property for recreational use and as a scenic and open parcel. Denver City Council in January voted 11-2 to refer a ballot question to the city's voters, asking voters in the upcoming municipal election if the city should maintain the legal agreement that prevents a proposed development of the parcel. If voters agree to nix the conservation easement, developers could convert the parcel to include 3,200 new housing units, a grocery store, and other retail. Tenants at Cedar Run Apartments in Southeast Denver protested Friday after months of what they called unlivable apartment conditions. Residents say for months they have lived without heat, hot water, with roof leaks, mold, cockroaches, and unanswered complaints from building management. After a fire in early December at one of the complex's buildings, tenants say they were not allowed to go back into their units after maintenance crews found asbestos. A Denver Health Department spokesperson told the Denver Post the agency has received about 12 complaints about the apartment complex since 2022. A spokesperson with the Denver Department of Excise and Licenses says they have no record of the complex obtaining a license under the city's new rental property ordinance. A spokesperson for the apartment community acknowledged tenant grievances to the Denver Post and cited a labor shortage and supply chain issues as impacting their ability to quickly make repairs. To help residents, attorneys with the nonprofit, the Community Economic Defense Project, say they will conduct a Know Your Rights workshop and clinic Saturday, February 25th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 1035 Osage. Colorado officials announced that an insurance company has paid $245,000 for a major gasoline spill in the North St. Vrain Creek. KGNU's Benita Lee has more.
The settlement, mandated under the Federal Oil Pollution Act, will go towards resources needed to restore aquatic life and habitat. In April of 2021, a gasoline tanker truck rolled over on Highway 36 near Lyons, leading to environmental damages within a five-mile stretch downstream of the crash. MTY Trucking was responsible for the spill. That year, MTY Trucking's insurers paid over $80,000 worth of claims related to water quality damages that led to hundreds of dead trout. The company's insurer paid the latest settlement after Colorado officials conducted a year-long investigation to assess the impact to area wildlife. The insurers will pay an additional $18,000 to the federal government to address a similar claim. Colorado Natural Resources officials will consult with the town of Lyons and other community groups to identify and earmark funding for restoration projects. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
The Boulder County District Attorney's Office released a report last week that analyzes disparities between prosecution decisions for defendants of different races. The data included disposition, charge reduction, and incarceration for individuals identified as white, black, or Hispanic. The Colorado Evaluation and Action Lab at the University of Denver and the Center for Criminal Justice at Loyola Chicago produced the report. It examines the county district attorney's felony and misdemeanor cases between March 2020 and June 2022. The report found positive trends of low disparity for blacks and Hispanics. However, Hispanic defendants received fewer charge reductions in plea bargaining and a higher rate of incarceration compared with black or white defendants. Seven other district attorney offices in the state also took part in the project analysis. The report said the Boulder County results were consistent with other Colorado DA offices. The Fort Collins City Council will vote Tuesday on whether to contract Republic Services for trash removal. City officials chose Republic Services among two other companies for the city's trash hauler contract. According to the Fort Collins Coloradan, the contract will not be final until the City Council votes on it twice and can change some elements of the contract. Under the five-year agreement, Republic can raise prices annually by 3%. The city expects Republic to begin services in September of next year. As part of the President's Day holiday today, most state and local government operations will be closed. According to a Boulder press release, the city will still operate recreational centers, along with the Boulder Reservoir, the Flatirons Golf Course Driving Range, the Valmont Bike Parks Asphalt Pump Track and Skate Park, and the city's trails and trailheads. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be mostly sunny for Boulder and Fort Collins and increasing clouds for Denver. Denver will have a high near 58 degrees. Boulder will reach 56 degrees and 55 degrees for Fort Collins. Winds will continue to be breezy today with gusts reaching as high as 45 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 31 for Denver, 34 for Boulder, and 27 degrees for Fort Collins. Winds will dial down a bit this evening but could reach as high as 36 miles per hour. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.